some Tav Kuf Nun Bay Sif Gimel Sif Dalad. Yeah. Tav Kuf Nun Bay Sif Dalad. Mutar Lechol Peiros Kashem Yichaim. I feel a Kama Minim by the Sudas of Masekas. As we're talking about the Sudas of Masekas and Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to eat fruit which is raw, which has not been cooked, even if it's many different types. So this limitation of different minim, we limited the halacha to tavshilim. It only applies if they're cooked. Okay, hey. Noigin lechol adoshim imbeyim mevusholim b'seichem. There was a minig to eat lentils with eggs cooked with them. Shem ma'achle avelim. These are foods which are eaten by people which are in a state of avelis, and that's Rashi mentions in Chumash because they're both round. Lentils are round and eggs are round because avelis is something which is a galga, which is chayz ba'olam. Some people eat hard-boiled eggs. This was as opposed to the Mechaber had this dish of bayim and adoshim together. Some people have a minute to eat hard-boiled eggs. It's what we do. Shehu gam ken maichol avelim. It's also something which you give to the avelim. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. See, I marked off Mishaburus and Sif Gimel we didn't do yet.
Yes, I thought
it was. Okay. Mishaburus, Sif Cotton. So let's go back to Mishaburus, Sif Gimel. So Sif Cotton, Ches. Right? So the law is you can't eat two tafshilim. So even if you cook one type of food in two different types of pots, two pots, it's called two tavshilim. Now, Mishabur explains, Perish, Shechad bli losi ova becha bli losi raka. It's a different recipe. Of Mishnei and Mishabim, if it's the same recipe, and compared to the Vashal B'Shekha there, even though you cooked it in two pots, but it's the same recipe. When you say two pots, we mean two different recipes. But the same recipe in two pots is not called two tavshilim, it's called one tavshil. Okay, that's also you have to be if you have two minim in one kedera. Mishnei minim tes pirish ba'odim echad elo yochel lechol shteyim. So in that situation, one person can't eat the two different types of cooked foods. But obviously, abu yochel ruvein lechol tavshel echad b'shimin echad. There's no limitation of two different people eating from the same pot. Okay. I'm not sure what the chiddush of that is. Mishavir points out in the Shari Tzinin, hey, Shari Tshuva Upashit. So, Shari it's Pashit, so why did he tell me that? I don't know. Okay, Shadarka Bekach, then Yud. Unless this is the recipe which you cook the two things together, that's like the standard recipe. So therefore, Mishavir Shari Bapomim no. Noisim b'tzolim u'beyim b'afunim k'vashu derech l'tagin iso u'beyim. The combination of the Mechaber is an example of afunim, which are a type of a bean, together with onions and eggs. So it's sort of minim. There's afunim and there's b'tzolim and there's beyim. No, that's the concoction. You always cook it together. That's the dish. You can't fry fish with eggs. Because most times you don't cook it together. Okay. There were some people who had a minute not to do dogim at all. Because we said before, you can't have basar. So even a place where they allowed fish, because they didn't consider fish basar, but fish to cook together with eggs is two tafshilim. Ulavivis mumuloyim begvino. If you have like a pasta, it was like a farfel, which you had cheese mixed in, nikrishte tafshilim, it's called tush tafshilim. So it sounds like it was more like a. It was more like a, not a falafel, but like a lasagna, something of that sort. So it was like a filling.
So that's two. There's two different things. There's the outer layer and the inner layer. That's two minim. So let's say if you look in the, if you have the Moshe Dershi, he points out, but the blintzes, that's considered one Michael, because that's, they always come together. You always have the blintzes together, the two things together. Okay, that's breit lokshin. That's lasagna. Breit lokshin, the wide lokshin, wide noodles together with gavino. Gavino republic enos and kain. Habishet of shilin. So that was a common, was not necessarily make them together. So then it's considered two tavshilim if you do it together. So I mean, theoretically, it became that that's a standard way of eating it together. So then it becomes one tavshilim smutter. Okay. Then he said, even something which can be eaten raw, if it's cooked, it's considered a tavshil. Mikri tavshil ninze. The after ninyan bishul akum ein shem tavshil alav. Even when we find the gabi hitlus bishul akum, that things which the goy cooks is also for a Jew to eat, if something which can be eaten raw, there's no dinner bishul akum. Cholav sheni spashul b'kiyotze b'zeb. Example, if you cook up milk, so over there it's mutter. The yunenu also over here it's aser. Dikar tamsh also b'shnei tapshilim. Mishum de beribu yat tapshilim yesh b'kavod v'ayin b'tanu. Having different types of cooked things becomes like very becomes more mechubedik. So that's true, even if they can be eaten raw. In other words, over there, the argument is you're not really benefiting that much from the, what the guy is giving you because you could eat it raw. Over here, the problem is because you're getting a certain kavod out of it, and that's a certain tiner out of it, and that's we wanted to limit that. Yud beis. Echelig men tzli the mavushul in yinze. Gan beyim tzliyim a peris tzliyim. If you'd have eggs which are roasted, or fruit which is roasted, kulam shem tapshalin, so roasting is also called cooking. So shkosel kamei kashem chay mafuki shen spashalo nitzlu. And therefore raw means as opposed to being cooked or roasted. Okay, Yud Gimel. Mevusholim b'seichom. If you have adoshim with bayim cooked together, shenechshav ketav shalecha, that's considered one type of food together. America shaklam b'basachas, then you're eating it together as one food. V'davkamokam sh'darka l'bashal kach kol ashona v'chanav l'sif gimel. It has to be that this is the normal way. You cook the two things together. With turkos of adoshim oibayim, machin kosov alavush, chenamina gatsen shaykhlam bayim levad, mishum avelis, machin kosov bahago, kosh kosov bahago. So we just eat eggs without the adoshim. Shema chole avelim, yudalad, will yachl tavshal acher, and that's it. Once you eat that, that's the tavshal. Look, I'm wearing an arm, shematchilim oichlam min mavushal, hakach ish and lorz oichlam bayim. Some people have them, they wash, have them, have a meal, have one tavshal, and then they eat the egg. You can't do that. The egg is the top. So the also the kolshkin, the also the hafzik bnei bebirchas amozin says, "Okay, guys, says okay, we got a problem." So they bench, they wash again, and they eat the egg. The gar brachos and tzricha septes yivur echli snag b'zeh. So that's a brachos and tzricha. There was no real need to bench except because you want to be matzah to eat another thing. That's not a valid need. Because it's been middle of your meal, so that's it. And the conversation you had a tafshul, and that stopped right there. So don't really need to bench. Okay. Vav misha efshar loy loyechol besidim of sekas ela pas chareva b'melach b'kitan shamayim. Okay. If a person is possible, he should limit his food to just dry bread with salt and some water. Whereas even though mikra did a tavshal is mutter, if you can limit it, you should limit it. They didn't do what we do, we have a meal earlier, and then they come back and just have, that was the meal. So if you're able to have the strength to just limit yourself to just limited food, so that's also, that's would be better. And then he says, V'yesh machmirim, the table ach achilos and pas be'efer, ul ochloi al shem v'yagris bechotzot shinoi. So that you dip the bread in the ashes and you eat that. Based on a pasuk that over there, because it wasn't necessarily referring to ash, it means, you know, it was the gravel that Hichbishani, but at the end of the pasuk, Hichbishani bo efer, that you covered me with ash. What do you do? We dipped the bread in the ashes. What do you do? The bread in the ash? Bread in the ash, right? Not the egg, right? Good. Okay. What?
Yeah, any egg
into
that too.
But the minigur says the minigur is to dip the bread. So some people tell me that they know that they remember that, you know, their minigur says put the ashes on the eggs. I don't know. Okay.
What does Viagris mean?
Viagris is it's the beginning of a pasuk. Pasuk in Eicha. Viagris bechotan shinoi, that to be garis means to grind or to chew. So he took gravel and they forced us to chew gravel in our mouths. I mean, it's a metaphor for the you know, you put a guy into the mud and you make him eat the dirt. But then the pasuk says, "Hichbishani bo efer, you covered me with ash." Chareva tesvav mekabalkam ayamayt b'shirach ilosoi el yasab b'men shiuchol lispol atainus b'chem shtiyas amayim. Don't limit yourself not to have enough food to be able to fast properly. And the same thing with the drinking. You know, we're not telling you should not drink. You know, just drinking water, but just drink as much as you need. The minute is when you sit there and you eat it, you proclaim that this is the meal. This would be the meal of Tisha B'Av. If we'd be able to eat on Tisha B'Av, this is what we would say. One second, I see over here. He mentioned something about the dipping the bread. Okay. One second. So he brings on the Mert Kelchai, Sheesh Min Hagim Lechol Besefer Sudah Beyim Mitzubolus Be'efer. And the Techemet also brings that minute. Okay. So this is Makar for it. The Mert Kelchai is from Chaim Falaji. So it's a big Baal Halach, who also brings on Min Hagim, etc. So Zion. Nogan Leishav Al Gabi Karka Besudah Samafsekes Vein Tzarek Lachlitz Min Olav. You sit down on the floor, but however, so it's like Tisha B'Av, but you don't have to take off your shoes. Yud Zayin, Al Gabi Karka, Kreisha Tehei Asuda Shvola, because it means it should not be a mechubadik meal, it's a lowly meal. Mokom Shemin Hogam Lechol Baseva. Once upon a time, the minhag was they would eat reclined. Hoya Heker Im Hoya Oklan Atabaloya Shalom Baseva, they would eat sitting up. Upright as opposed to reclined. We always sit upright. We don't sit without. We never recline during the meal. So our shiflas is expressed with by sitting down. The person is a person with physical limitations, he's weak, so you can put something underneath you. You don't have to sit on the ground, mom. You should put something under you to make it a little more comfortable. Mr. Lachlitz, the Avelus, no, you got a lot. It's not Avelus, so there's no way to start wearing your shoes. So therefore, once you finish your meal, you can sit in a chair again. The Avelus hasn't started yet. So there's no way to start taking off your shoes or sitting, but just during the meal itself, you want to express the fact that this meal is a painful type of idea what we're doing, that we have to eat this meal to go into the tinus, so we sit down low. Yes. Yeshu shlo yeshu shloisha lechol basudas and osakis. Three people should not be sitting eating together. Kreshel yischayvu bezimun lechol yeshu levado bivorach laatzmai. Supposed to that the normal idea that is considered a sudas keva, that you can therefore have one person bench, which is the real idea behind Zimun was one person would bench and much everybody else, Each person is sitting. It's not a kaviyah, so we're joining together. It's each person. You know, there's a famous saying that, you know, that a functional family is functional together. A dysfunctional family is this, each one is dysfunctional in his own way. Right? A person's in a state of avelus. Each person has their own feeling of avelus. You know, you're not avelum together in a certain sense. Each one has their own personal avelus. Each one is independent. So, you know, it's not a meal together. See, each person will, so in order to get not to get involved in the shayla of zimun, we should not sit together. And we'll see in the next if you do. I'm sure we should talk about it. Yeah, your test. You should not sit together. The Kredim say that even if you did sit together, the Maisa, you don't bench. You don't do zimun. Because it's really not really kviyas together. Each one is really independent. Okay. Tess. Kozem suram of sekis. Shein dato lechel oirach hereh suras keba. So it's A, this is the last meal before Tisha B'Av. Ubi, ukeshu archa chatzos, and it's after chatzos. If this is the last meal, but it's before chatzos. Or it's after chatzos, but you will be eating another meal later on. In circle is but the worm halolo. These limitations do not apply. Therefore, what they do is they eat a main actual regular meal before mincha. So now your problem is brachas and tzricha, right? Because you're benching and washing again is brachas and tzricha. So the answer is they do it before mincha. So then they daven mincha and then they go back and eat again. So the mincha acts as a separation between the two meals. That's not called brachas and tzricha because you need to interrupt to go to daven mincha. So you ate the meal, you interrupted, went to daven mincha, and you come back and you wash again and you have your limited meal. Rechel Sudas Marsekis.
Why didn't you just have das initially to go daven mincha and then finish your suda after mincha?
Because then you have a problem, you only have one tavshil. Uh-huh. In other words, the goal over here is to create, they were able to have a filling meal, and then afterwards they would eat, they'd be kind of lochas, it was just bread and one tavshil, you know, well, hard boiled egg, whatever it is. But otherwise, if you make it one meal, then you're a problem of, you're limited, problem. And then you're limited.
To the way that they described them.
Right. So then the first meal should be a substantial meal. This way that the people will be able to fast and not to be again. They weren't grappling with our plenty that we in our plentiful society. You know, they limited food. A full fast of 25 hours was really taxing to the system. So at least during this time, we would have to make sure that there's enough food. Person who doesn't do this minig and doesn't, which is there's some element of a subterfuge over here. You're making this game. Chazal said the meal in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av is the Sudam of Sekis, and these are what you do. You don't have broser, you don't have yayin, you only have one tavshil, etc. We came along well. Says there's only two meals. You know, it's a subterfuge. Taxes we need it because we need to be healthy. So a person who has the ability not to do this, so it'd be better just to keep the basic halacha and just limit himself the chachila to one meal.
Is there any makor to not talking during the suda or something stuff like that?
It's okay. Not if it's suda Tisha B'Av, so obviously it's not the time of being frivolous. But no, you can't talk. Okay, so to Mr. Berachov, but I told Echol Achares Suda's Kabbal. I will im Echol Acharkach Rachachilas Abroi. L'nashal the suda Klal Ken Hasuda Hakademas Yikra Suda Ba'osel Echol Ba'oshnei Tavshila. So here's a situation where, if a second time you don't wash, And you don't have a real sit down and have a real meal. You just have, you know, a chilas haroi. So then, the first meal was the real last meal. Then it's a real last meal. You're limited to one tavshil. It's interesting. It means that it sounded like they were contemplating a possibility of a meal without bread. Giving a dinner suit of Mosek is without bread. Right? Because by the definition of the Chorv, if you ate bread, it's considered a suit of Keva. Unless you eat bread, which is like less than a kebe of oid. There is halacha, even by bread, also by sukkah, that a suddas haroi is more meeker than a suddas haroi is permitted outside of the sukkah, and a suddas kava is also. There's a chumra not to do even a suddas haroi, but meeker than suddas haroi is more outside of the sukkah. So what's called suddas haroi? Suddas haroi is up to the amount of a kebeya. More than a kebeya. It's the guy also mashal before a mitzvah. The law is that a person can't be kebeya suda before he's done a mitzvah. Shema, daliminim, tefillin, whatever it is, a person can't be kebeya suda before him. He's allowed to eat a roy. So what's called a roy? Peiris, even many peiris is mutter, boser, these type of things, and even bread if he eats less than a kebeya void. So Pasha's. It's the gay of this idea that he's saying. So, if you want to make the second suda, the suda's keva, so a person eats less than a kebeya v'oid, so then it wasn't a suda's keva. It means the first meal was a real meal. So, you have a problem with only one tavshil. So, how much is a kebeya? Kebeya is one slice of rye bread from a 2-pound loaf. That's a kebeya. So a person should eat, you know, a slice and a little more. So he knows he has at least a kebeya v'oid. So that's a suda's keva, and he's the second. That means the first meal was not the last meal.
How thick a slice is that?
On the standard, you know, you go to the bakery, you get a 2-pound loaf of rye bread, and you know the good old New York bakery, but you know that slice in the middle of the loaf, it's a standard slice. That's a kebeya.
Work for those people who are used to having sliced bread frequently, so they know what to look for.
You know, if you remember from the good old days, what a slice of a 2-pound rye looks like. So they wouldn't just interrupt the meal and daven mincha. It means they would actually pick up and leave and go to shul, and they have to bench beforehand. Like the sharp point says, you can't leave your meal without benching. Then he says, what reason we have to daven mincha? Otherwise, it's bracha shen tzricha. Right, so he gets that idea. So they would bench, go to the mincha, and come back, and then wash again. Therefore, the first meal was the meal which would sustain the person over Tisha B'av. So the harvest k'saschav beiz rabim mechrenim ein daitem noicha b'zeh laharvest mitchila b'kama minit tavshilim. So the mechrenim do not like this minig of the Rambam. So Rambam makes it look like this is the proper thing to do. He says, well, some people are like, you know, it's a game. Chazal, their point wasn't, you know, one meal, two meals. Their point was, Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon is not a time to have a good, enjoy yourself. So we made this subterfuge of making not the last meal, you know. So we can have five meals, and the last one we have, you know, we have a loaf of a piece of bread and an egg, we're tzaddikim. You know, and then you have, you know, no, that's not, that wasn't the point. The point was the limits. First, your marba b'tchil b'kama minit tavshilim misanig behem b'zav ikir sudasa. That's really the meal. V'achar mincha k'sheinu ro'ev en atzom ekal. He's not really hungry or thirsty anymore. Ochel azeikir sudas mafzekas. Hu rakein sudas haroi. So it remains a sudas haroi in the reality. That wasn't the real meal. So, you know, you've haven't really gotten around your responsibility of eating the meal of Erev Tisha B'Av properly. And you ate it improperly. Lakain, yesh mehem sharma shelo yechol kadam mincha rak tav shelechot. You have one tafsh on that meal. And then after mincha, you have a second tafsh with the second time. It's two tafshilim. That already much limits our fedari, because that clearly the mincha would interrupt the two. But even the first meal, you should only have one tafsh. But your rabba kosel hatzik tsas as a minig. So the rabbi comes to justify the custom. Ermani, I say the following: the chol zman shemachaber and the shem shemayim. As long as his intent is proper, the kavanos hanal the hanashol yasek lo tad. He's eating it because he wants to make sure he should make through the fast, you know, healthy. Harishus biyadah. So then, what you're doing is definitely acceptable. But you shouldn't indulge yourself. You should leave yourself hungry. When you eat the second meal, you're really hungry for a meal, so it's considered a meal. Otherwise, it's just a game. And now the second time you can have one tafshel together with your bread, and that's the separate fine. Okay. Take a look at the Shartzin and Yudches. Interesting piece over there. It brings a chayyadim. Kosev was elashan. Minig hayosher lechol kadam chatzais. Would be proper to eat it before chatzais. Because there's no limitation before chatzais of any amount of tashilim. Achar chatzais tzudu kavua. Or afterwards. Some of the earlier on. Like, you know, shortly after chatzais. V'samach lechashaych. Echom al oretz tavshal echon. So you ate this main meal at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This tina starts at 8:30. So at 7:45, you sat down and you had a piece of bread and you had an egg, but you haven't eaten anything since 1:30. So as a person is worried, you could take some butter and put on your bread, and that's not considered a problem. To give you strength, but it can't be two tavshilim. So, but if you want to put something on your bread, that's not a problem. Okay. Now, what's the question which comes up is that's butter. Butter isn't cooked. What about if I take a jelly? Jelly is cooked. Does the jelly count as a tavshil? Or just to tell you, since it's a condiment, it's bolted to the bread, and so the tavshil is a tavshil, and it's bolted to the bread. So he brings over here in the Moshe of Dirshu that Nissan Karelitz said that's not considered a tavshil for this purpose. Then he brings in the Or Litzion, which is Rav Litzion Abba Shaul, Zichro Levracha, that it's considered a din b'vushal, and you would have a problem. He says it's also relevant for margarine. Okay, let's hold it here. So on by Yud. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.